This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. Astrophysicist Vera Rubin busted down many doors to succeed in a male field. She changed our understanding of the makeup of the universe when she proved the existence of dark matter. And as a woman doing this kind of work starting in the 1950s, she challenged gender roles and what people thought women could and should accomplish. Rubin died in December, and this week I talked to one of her four children, Princeton geology professor Alan Rubin. He says the obstacles his mother faced in her work were often discussed at home.
I was in middle school, junior high, we called it then, probably around 1975. She was invited to give a lecture to the Washington Philosophical Society, which held its meetings at the Cosmos Club. And in 1975 at the Cosmos Club, women were not allowed to walk through the front door. So there were a lot of dinner time discussions about what she would do. In the end, I think she actually walked through the side door and gave her lecture. I, in the end, was pretty surprised. I think that was uncharacteristic of her to back down to that extent. I was advocating that she walk into the front, up to the front door and tell them she was a man and just walk on through. But I'd say this is the one time that I can really remember where she backed down.
What do you remember her general attitude to be toward those things? When I'm reading about her, it seems to me she would just say, well, that's just silly. It's stupid to treat me differently because I'm a woman. But how did she talk about those things at home, how her male colleagues treated her at times, how there would be no bathroom for a female person? A lot of things, big things and small.
Well, at times she was angry. I think she was very angry at the slow pace of change. She grew up in Philadelphia. She applied to a lot of, Penn and Swarthmore, a couple of Philadelphia area schools. At the Swarthmore interview, when she told the woman that she was interested in astronomy, and the woman said, well, what else? She wouldn't take that interest seriously. My mom said, well, she was also interested in art. And the interviewer asked her, well, have you considered a career, drawing astronomical paintings or paintings of astronomical objects. And this sort of turned into a running joke in the family, have you considered painting astronomical objects kind of thing. So when they're far enough in the past, they turned into something of a running joke. But when they continued into the 70s, it wasn't so funny anymore, I think.
Did you have any sense how extraordinary your mother was when you were a little boy? I mean, I'm imagining you going to elementary school and probably everybody else's mom at that point, or a lot of them were stay-at-home moms, right?
Probably, but the answer is no. I didn't understand until I left home just what sort of a name she had made for herself. To me, she was my mom. I remember when I was a postdoc, somebody introduced me, this is Alan Rubin, his mother discovered dark matter, and I turned to him and I said, no, she didn't. And it's because it was, really taking me, I grew up, I'm a scientist, and most things in scientists are not discovered by one person. And in fact, dark matter was not discovered by one person. But that was my initial response, that she's not the discoverer of dark matter. She's my mother.
How do you think she saw herself, both as a scientist who did big things and also as a woman who did amazing things, especially in making a path for other women?
What she most liked to do was observe the heavens. That was certainly much more important to her than, whether she got this award or that award. Trying to make the paths for the next generation of women astronomers easier, that was also a big part of what she did. I suspect she was prouder of that. That took a little more guts. I think she recognized that she had some responsibility to push for women scientists as well, but maybe a little more reluctantly at first.
But it sounds like she was a woman who did things rather than talk about them.
So I remember the story. She was teaching at Georgetown until about 1965, and then learned maybe a few years before that, learned that someone at Carnegie Institution in Washington was building an image tube, something could attach to the telescope, and spectra that used to take a couple days to complete could now be done in about an hour. And it just opened up a whole field of study to possibilities, including what she was interested in. So she really wanted to get a job there. She was afraid that the people at Carnegie were too close to the people at Georgetown, the astronomers where she was teaching, and she was afraid that if she just walked in and asked for a job, they wouldn't offer her one because they'd be afraid of offending her colleagues. So she says she quit her job at Georgetown and then walked across town or drove across town to Carnegie and asked for a job.
Wow.
This, I guess, is the lesson that I wished I learned from her, and maybe I've learned, but to a much lesser extent. You know, if you see what you want, just go out and do it.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, and I also want to say I'm very sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you.
Alan Rubin is a professor of geology at Princeton University, and the woman he described as just his mom, Vera Rubin, proved the existence of dark matter. She died in December.